We're at the corner of North Fulton and Worth. The officers are dealing with some cars that have been lit on fire in the intersection. Bottles are being thrown at them. Some seem to be containing some type of fluid that is an irritant. There's a liquor store that was just lit on fire across the corner from us. Jay, if you pan over to the left, show them the liquor store that's on fire. That just happened, and the officers are firing off their suppressive, the pepper bullets. And they're trying to take a position here. As you can see across the street, though, the people are just standing in the streets here. It's a little bit of a taunting game going on, but there are also people who just live here who are coming outside to see what's going on right outside their homes. There's a woman looking through the window right next to us here. She's literally just trapped in her home, Don. We've been walking block by block with these guys. Right now, there's someone holding up a Bible. Jay, come around here and you can see. There's a man holding up a Bible here asking the officers not to come down the street that way. But the officers have a very tough task with themselves right here because, Don, I don't know if you can see. Jay, pan up to some of these buildings. They're trying to put spotlights on the buildings up on top because there are windows that things are coming down at them from, Don. So that's the situation here right now. The officers are holding the fire truck. Who's now here to deal with the three vehicles that are on fire on the back side of it. That's, just auto smoke, whatever's burning in that car. Jay, up on the left is a liquor store that's on fire. Somebody literally just went in there and torched it, obviously. There's a baby coming out from the building next door. They're evacuating people. There's a mother here who's worried about her kid. There's her baby. Seems to be okay. The officer's taking the child. Seems to be with the other parent. Now he's going back in to get other people. Let's follow her along. There's the baby. The baby seems okay. Mom's obviously panicked because of what just happened. She's looking for her husband right now. Her husband went back into that building. We're trying to keep an eye on that situation. The fire and police here in the emergency unit are just kind of moving around. Alright, so now there's activity coming down this way. Jay, they're trying to hold this line here because some of the locals who aren't happy about the police being here were trying to push up, so they're creating a new defensive barrier here. That's the house that the man came out of with his baby. So they've created a perimeter here.
Out of a perimeter.
Okay, and that's what they're asking us to get out of. So, Don, that's the situation here right now.